Hello, and welcome to the Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast, the podcast where Blake gets beaten by 117 points. How are we doing?
We're there. This is the podcast where Rob's in ninth place in points. So, and one and four.
I used to be in first place.
Yeah, until somebody went shit wild on Monday night.
Jesus, criminally. Oh, that was just annoying. I'm 17 points down. I was like, oh, there's a really, really small chance that I can pull this out. But there's a chance that, his three players don't score that well. It could be a shitty game. No, 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 no. Three, those
No.
three players scored 100 and fucking 30 points.
Yeah, those three players almost, well, would have beat most teams last week.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thanks, Ryan. This is the, like I said, the beginning, Bag Clan Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Blake. I'm only joined by Rob today.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be your stat monkey, maybe. Hey, you want an
Yeah.
interesting stat? Since we were bemoaning, our performance, or you last week, me the whole year. Because you got scored so much upon by Ryan last week, you have 833 points scored against you this year. To put that in perspective, Ryan in first place has 880 points scored. So you having the second most points, Blake, actually have more points scored against you. Or no, I was looking at Kegrader. Sorry, you have 875. You almost had the same amount of points. 875.75. You scored 827. Oh, by the way, I have scored 676. So you've had scored against you more than I put out. And I don't put out very much.
Yeah. It was
Anyway, it's
destiny for me
gross.
to end up
It's
being
gross.
having the most scored against me once again.
Yeah, or at least Destiny 2.
Yeah. Let's see.
On,
I
let's
am
liven it
going.
up.
Yeah, we're I'm just gonna say work sucked recently, so we're trying to bring it back home with us. I'm
Yeah, same here.
also
Let's go.
trying to ramble a little bit while I pull up the spreadsheet that Tyler has for the league so we can keep track
Well,
of shit.
while you do that, you want me to go into some transactions that happened?
Yeah, you do that. I'm gonna pull this up because I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Okay. I mean, it looks like the recent activity. So today, Whitefish me dropped Tyler Conklin because he's garbage and picked up Devontae Booker. I think I posted a 26 spot on it. I hadn't spent much fab this year. Obviously, having Barkley and having Booker, at least I've got a spot there. I think the only other bid was 16, so I probably did need to up it from the 21 I had it originally, but whatever. Amon St. Brown picked up by the Reapers for $7 and he dropped Bryan Edwards. And then a bunch of $0 things, the rest of them were all testicle tea, which here's another stat. Usually I'm leading the league in transactions. Testicle tea is the league leader in transactions this year. So shout out. Anyway, he picked up Ertz, dropped Jones, dropped P. Ryan and got the Bengals defense. And I guess he's not sure what to do with defense. He picked up the Vikings and dropped Juju. So making moves on defenses. But that's it. Not a lot of transactions. The biggest one obviously was Booker with Barkley getting hurt. But
Right.
it
Did
looks
you
like
say
he's
what you
only out a
spent on
week.
him?
I said 26. The next
Yeah.
closest was 16.
Okay.
Before I went to bed last night, I had it at 21 and upped it at 26 for giggles. I didn't have to, obviously. And 21 would have been the sweet spot. I should have just left it. But what's $5?
Yeah, I didn't lay any claims this week, partially because I didn't really need to. But on Sunday, I had thought I was going to throw $21 down on Booker.
Oh
Even though I
yeah?
did, even though I did ended up doing it yesterday,
No, then I'm glad
but
I went
that's
26.
where I was going to be at.
Then I'm glad I went 26, just in case you would have done that.
Yeah,
No,
I think
actually, if
you would
I
have
would
won
have stayed
anyway.
with it, I would have won because I'm much more terrible.
Let's see. Let's hit on some news, I guess.
Sure. What do we got?
Relevant news, like immediately relevant. Rob Gronkowski is already ruled out for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, I mean, with through what it was a three broken ribs, a punctured lung, all that kind of business. The fact that he missed the New England game, you knew he was going to miss several weeks. So
Yeah.
not surprising. Tough blow to the tight end spot for Gronk owners, but He'll be back.
Sticking with ribs, we got Tua back at practice.
Yeah, that helps. That helps that Miami offense. Maybe it means that, you know, you can get some fantasy value out of there because Waddle's kind of disappeared, hasn't he, over the last couple weeks? Though there was a Gaskin sighting this last week. He caught 10 balls. So maybe with Tua coming back, that offense can do something because right now they're doing nothing. And they're making it hard. They're making it hard on their defense.
Yeah, they are. I'd wait to put anything on there until I see it.
Yeah.
We kind of mentioned Saquon Barkley with the ankle sprain. Don't remember if it was a high or low.
Low. And word is he might just miss this week. They haven't ruled him out yet. Might just miss this week. Possible he could miss two. I don't know off the top of my head when their bye week is. That always plays into things, you know. So if their bye week, let's say, was the week after this one, they probably would hold him out too, because why bother? I don't know when it is. I think it's week 11. I'm about 80% on that. So if that's the case, he probably is back in 2 weeks, which was also why I wasn't sure if I was going to put money on Booker to as a 1 week rental. But you know, when you're 1-4, you got to do something. So
Daniel Jones, same team, concussion in the protocol. It looked nasty.
It did, but he's not ruled out. And Glennon was serviceable when he came in. Considering, you know, be surprised, Dallas's defense is actually pretty damn good this year, especially for fantasy because of the turnovers. They may allow, you know, a lot of yards, but anyway, he looked serviceable. He threw for a buck high something, like a buck 80 something. So they might be okay.
Yeah, you think those receivers are still all right?
Well, Slayton, I think, was going to practice on a limited basis. I think Shepard might be back. And the new kid, Coney, Tony, something like that. It's
Kadarius Tony.
Oh, I mixed the two. I'm just going to call him Coney because that works. Coney was back at practice. Their big free agent, Galladay, is not hyperextended knee. He's not going to play again this weekend, I don't think. But if you got all those weapons, even with Booker in there, I think the Giants will be okay. I really do. Not that I like them, but I think they'll be all right.
Anything else as far as league-wide NFL league notes you want to talk about before we move into more league or bag league stuff?
I mean, obviously, Oakland's affected a little bit by the coach. See,
I wasn't going to touch that.
Well, all I'm going to touch on is the fact that their coach leaves, right?
Yeah.
Whenever a coach leaves and somebody takes over, regardless of whether it's performance or for something else, there's always a short-term boost because everybody rallies behind the new coach. The coach that's there is a special teams coach. I don't remember his name, but he used to do special teams at Dallas a few years ago. I think all your Raiders get a short-term boost this week because I think they're, you know, football's a game of emotion. They're going to try to show that, hey, we're still together, all that kind of thing, regardless of what's going on outside. So I think you get a little bit of bump. And maybe with a different coach, you get a different, you know, the Raiders have been just like the Bears. It's like you've got a running back that you should be, before he got hurt, Montgomery, that is, for the Bears. And then Jacobs, you've got running backs that have good ability. Why don't you use them more? So maybe it means something for Jacobs. I'm just trying to spin this into a fantasy thing. Is it short term and maybe long term for this team? Maybe this boosts them a little bit and gets them together. I don't know. But that's the only other news item I know of.
All righty. I'm sure we'll remember more things and talk about it as we go through the matchups in a little bit.
Sure.
But for the first time ever on a Tylerless podcast, we have access to the spreadsheet.
Yay, because Tyler thought to send it to us instead of keeping it to himself like a greedy little.
Now I can really fuck with it. I wonder if he's still got my that stupid dumb loss he gave me a couple years ago in the overall.
I don't remember, but what are the totals for this year?
I'm gonna change that and give me an extra loss. Totals this year after last week. Yes. Rob and Tyler are tied at 17-8 overall.
Oh.
Yeah, you both went 4-1. I took an L, took 2-3. I'm down to 14-11. The dice were 3-2, up to 11-9 overall.
You're not doing much better than the dice there, Chief.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. So, as far as our picks last week, we all got the Testicle T beating Fish right. We all got Kegerator winning wrong. And then we all got Christian Sunday School winning right.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where we are. And the Hogs obviously keep the Commissioner's Cup. So, you know.
Obviously. Doesn't that tie the record?
Yeah, my record.
Yeah, Ryan, I think it does. I think that ties the record. So he wins this week. It's like he's the big winner, I guess.
I know who my heart will want to vote for in that matchup.
Anybody but Hogs?
Yeah.
ABH. ABH, baby. Hashtag.
ABH. All right. let's roll into some matchups here.
All right.
What's the first one? Yeah, the preseason rankings, Mighty has fallen. Scary Terry, 1-4 right now. Versus my Hot Snakes, 3-2. Currently, the Snakes are favored by quite a bit, almost 40 points. Probably doesn't matter.
Is that because he's got somebody in there that shouldn't be in there?
Most likely. It's Chris we're talking about after all.
I'm looking to see if he's got –
He's got Galladay.
And he's got the 49er defense on a bye.
Yeah. So we'll just start this out, and we'll filter in as we go through.
All right.
Quarterbacks, Terry's going to have Lamar Jackson, who had a fucking wild game. I didn't look at his total points. What was it, in the 60s probably last week?
Yes.
Versus my Kyler Murray on the road in Cleveland.
With a right shoulder injury.
Right.
All right. I mean, a week ago, I would have said this is Kyler Murray easy. But after what Lamar did, and you just saw what the Chargers and Browns did, you know, had a 40-something to 40-something game. And that Kyler Murray came down to earth this last week and didn't do a whole lot of anything. The fact that Lamar's at home, I'm gonna take Lamar.
Yeah, I mean, Kyler's playing against Cleveland. You know, just like you just said, Cleveland Chargers played last week.
And, yes, I agree.
So the potential's there for sure. Injury kind of worries me. So yeah, I got to lean Lamar as well.
Right.
Running backs, we got James Conner and Devin Singletary both on the road for the Terry versus. I've got Chuba Hubbard in there right now. That's one thing I forgot to mention during the notes. Christian McCaffrey report out today. He's limited to practice this week. His coach said he's 50-50 to go this weekend.
All right. So we'll talk about it when we talk about your bench. So I'm going to assess this as if he's going to play, right?
Okay.
For now.
That's how I do it, so I can't argue.
Right. So if he's going to play – I obviously love Hubbard and Zeke, who has been elite this ever since week one. It's just been solid, even though, you know, he's giving up a lot to Pollard. It's actually helping both of them. And Dallas has become like Dallas back in the 90s, where they're running a lot and just throwing when they need to, being very effective. I've got to give it to Hubbard and Elliott, assuming Hubbard plays.
Yeah. Singletary and Moss, those are the two backs in Buffalo.
Right.
I wouldn't want to start either of them in a redraft league unless you're in like a really deep league, which we're really not. We have 10 teams. There's got to be other options. I mean, you have a big boom or bust potential there.
Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
James Conner has scored 50 points in the last 3 weeks. I can't trust that either.
So we'll get to the bench, but here's the thing. He's got him in there because Dalvin Cook didn't play last week, is on his bench, and neither did Chris Carson. So when we get to benches, we'll talk about that, but that's why his running backs look so weak. So go ahead.
Right. All I was saying was I would not feel safe in doing that. I wasn't saying he shouldn't start that guy. I haven't looked at the bench yet.
Oh, no.
I feel so unconfident in starting Singletary.
You know what I feel confident in?
What? Stephon Diggs? No, oh, the
opening of the – oh, damn. I wanted it to be louder. All right.
Yeah. So Terry has Stephon Diggs starting two Buffalo players, different positions, and Chris Godwin, both Diggs and Godwin on the road, versus I have a lot of question marks. Tyreek Hill on the road and Mike Williams on the road. Both came out with injuries at practice today.
All right. So Mike Williams is nothing to worry about, I don't think. And against Baltimore, their defense has not been that good. Tyreek Hill, they were saying to keep an eye on it. I assume he'll be okay. So let's assume they both play. I love Hill and Williams. Washington has been a shell of their former self on defense. They are giving up like top five in passing yards to receivers.
I love the Hill to Washington matchup. If he's goes in healthy, oh my gosh.
Yes. So if both play, which I expect them to, it's Tyreek Hill and Mike Williams rather easily. Now, if there's a problem with either one of them, Diggs and Godwin could take it. But as it stands, that's where I'm going.
And the plus side that we've kind of mentioned and talked about all year with my team is I have a lot of receiver depth. So, I mean, I'll just hit it now. If it's, say one of them's gone, let's say Tyreek doesn't play.
Right.
You're looking at Mike Williams and Jamar Chase or Mike Williams and A.J. Brown.
Correct.
Which by name, that's fucking 6-1.
Half dozen the other.
All right. Tight ends. Jonnu Smith against Dallas for Terry. Tyler Higbee at the Giants for the Snakes. I forgot my own team name for a second.
So this is a hard one to read on both sides. One, because Dallas does give up stuff over the middle. They do give up things to the tight end, but which tight end is it going to be for New England? Is it Jonnu or is it going to be Hunter? I can't answer that question. So I don't know. There's some potential there, but a lot of risk. There's a low floor and a high ceiling. Higbee, same difference. What kind of Rams team is it? You know, is it where everything's to the receivers like last week, or you know, I don't recall offhand if the Giants play a lot of cover or play more man. If they play more man, I don't like Higbee. If they play more zone, I like Higbee in the middle, but you know, everything's good on that team. So I think your higher scoring potential is that, you know, the Rams just like roll all over the Giants. And Higbee's part of that. So I guess I'll lean him a little bit. But I don't like, they're both bad matchups to me as far as
the Giants gave up six catches on 8 targets or 79 yards to Dalton Schultz last week. And love that's it. Just Schultz. I mean, Jarwin had a few catches that I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
there you go.
Higbee was saved by a touchdown last week. He had two for two for 14 and a touchdown.
Well, then I'll lean Higbee. Which is what I was doing.
Yeah. And I think that I don't think either of these tight ends have a potential to blow out the other one.
Right.
And it's just kind of a meh.
I agree.
Flex, we have a doubtful Kenny Galladay for Terry with Jacoby Myers against Dallas. Who is Dallas going to cover? Or I guess who's Diggs going to cover?
Jacoby.
Yeah, we think so.
Yep. He's their best receiver.
Yeah. Versus my flex, I got Jamar Chase on the road in Detroit and A.J. Brown against Buffalo.
Yeah. Move on, and you can skip the next one. We should just go to benches because he doesn't have a defense.
True. Very true. So, I do think I'm going to start the Cowboys defense again.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
So I'll talk about his bench. So, obviously
– I wanted you to talk about my bench.
No, you talk about your own bench.
Fuck you.
I'll chime in. Just don't worry about it. So Carson, we don't know about if he's going to play. It doesn't seem like it. Dalvin Cook, here's what I read. He was limited. Because they have a bye, we talked about the byes earlier, correct, Blake?
Yeah.
Minnesota has a bye next week. So there's a possibility that that they hold him out one more just to make sure and start Madison again. If they do that, obviously he's got to play who he's got in there. If Dalvin Cook plays, you got to put him in. Detroit sucks terrible. I'm pretty much assuming he's going to put Tyler Boyd in for Kenny Golladay. That makes that a little better. Boyd and Myers, I still like Chase and Brown. And the rest of this I wouldn't touch. So what about your bench?
I'm sorry. I was just looking at Paris Campbell this year. Terrible.
Yeah.
I'd almost look at dropping Paris Campbell if there's someone on the waiver wire that you're interested in. Just looking at his game log so far.
100%.
So obviously if Hubbard doesn't play, that causes an issue. I've got Alex Collins on the bench, which is, if Chris Carson doesn't play, I might look at that, but they like to hand the ball around a lot more in Seattle than they do in Carolina. So, and conversely, if both Carson and McCaffrey play,
yeah,
I am forced to choose between Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon, which is a bad decision.
I mean, Javonte wouldn't be terrible against the Raiders, but
I could also look at Khalil Herbert. So I got a lot of questions at running back. Saturday/Sunday morning's really going to mean a lot for me.
Yeah, Herbert might not be bad because Williams is like nicked up. He's got two different injuries. They still think he'll play, but
and they gave the ball to Herbert 18 times last week.
Yeah. I mean, it helps when you get up on a team, but yeah, you got some options there. So, okay, you're going first. So who you taking? And by the way, what kind of dice are we using? And are you rolling or am I?
I was going to ask you what dice.
Fine, I never get to roll.
Fine, you can roll. Since you asked me all the questions, you know, right. I'm the host, but whatever. let's do a D10.
D10?
Yeah.
All right, I got one of those. All right, so anyway, what are you picking?
Well, I'm taking snakes.
Yeah, me too. So I'm going to go odds and evens since we're doing tens, or do you want me to go 1 through 5, 6 through 10?
Odds and evens. Tyler already odds has that evens. In.
Odds and evens. So I'm just going to go in the order. So odds, Terry, evens. Snakes.
Nope. And other way. Evens, what? Terry, odds are snakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey. Home team is odd.
Okay. Well, then it's a home team.
So I'm snakes.
You told me. Yes. So snakes. It was a one.
All right. Thank you for telling me. Tyler says Terry.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his reasoning?
He says, fuck it. Give me Terry in an upset and Tyler's all caps feels pick of the week. Brought to you by Red Gloves.
Red Gloves?
Hang on. I can't scroll over enough to see what the fuck he's saying about bread gloves.
Gloves you use for bread, I guess.
The fuck? Brought to you by Bread Gloves. Anything's a sandwich when you have bread gloves.
That's true.
Thanks, right. Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler. All right. Who's next? That was awful.
Oh, boy. I hope you're laughing at home because I'm not laughing in the studio.
No.
Up next is going to be the point of the podcast where I introduce a team and a quarterback, and then I run and go grab more whiskey while Rob does a.
Oh, analysis. Okay. So who is it?
Well, we've got the Kicker Points Matter, who's sitting at 3-2, versus Touchdown My Pants, who's sitting at 2-3.
Ooh.
Currently, Touchdown My Pants has a lot of people on bye in their lineup. They got three of them. So Kicker Points Matter is favored.
See, I wonder why.
Quarterbacks, this we'll figure it out. Talk about. We've got Jalen Hurts home against Tampa Bay.
Ouch.
Who's got a secondary that's, you know, vacant.
Terrible. Vacant.
Versus Touchdown My Pants, who's got Josh Allen, at Tennessee,
who has no defense whatsoever.
Monday night.
Ooh, we saw what he did Sunday night. This is real easy. Even though Jalen Hurts might do well against Tampa, that offensive line has got problems. I think even though their secondary is really terrible, Blake, they're going to get after the quarterback. Just like they had problems against Dallas with people down, I don't think Hurts can do anything. Josh Allen against Tennessee, we've already seen the Jets beat Tennessee, for crying out loud. Josh Allen is going to just feast on Monday. So this is easy, Josh Allen. I'm obviously trying to delay because he's not back. So we're just going to go running backs. And for you at home, we got for the kicker points matter, Austin Eckler at Baltimore and James Robinson against Miami. And then we've got Alvin Kamara on a bye and Joe Mixon against Detroit. So I'm going to do some assuming here. I'm going to look at the bench and see what running backs he has. Oh, this is gross. So J.J. Taylor is going to come in, who's a backup running back for New England against Dallas. And that's who's going in for Alvin Kamara. So this is easy, Eckler and Robinson. No need to go any further. Blake's back. Wide receivers, go for it.
Yeah, it is easy. Robinson, seems like they finally figured out, you know, hey, we had a star running back last year. He ran for, what, 156 yards last week?
Something like that.
Fucking insane. Yeah, receivers. DK Metcalf on the road and Deontay Johnson for kicker points versus Keenan Allen on the road and Brandon Ayuk, who's on a bye. Let's
assume Devontae Smith.
Devonta Smith, that'd be who I'd play. I'd play him over Brandon Ayuk anyway.
Yeah, let's assume that. So, I mean, you have to go DK and Deontay here. You don't even get a choice. Keenan Allen's pretty decent, but he's got Mike Williams contend with. Devontae Smith actually could do stuff against Tampa, and that kind of negates the Hurts thing. So it's a good play on the part of Pants to put him in there. But I just, even though DK with a new quarterback, he didn't look terrible in that game last week. So give me Metcalf and Johnson.
That's an injury we didn't talk about.
True. We did.
Russell Wilson out for, what was it, 6 to 8?
Well, they were saying they said 4 to 8, I think. And then they backed it off because it's not as bad as they thought. It might just be 3, maybe 4. It's on the lower side now.
Didn't he already had surgery on the finger?
Yeah. Yes. It was a dislocation and a ruptured tendon all at the same time, which is always good. That's
not the best news for Seattle receivers.
No, not ideal.
At the tight end, yeah, you're welcome. Fant against Vegas versus Mike Gesicki at Jacksonville.
Fant, it looks like quarterback's coming back for Denver. I'm snapping because I couldn't think of his name. Bridgewater. Thank you.
Bridgewater.
Looks like Bridgewater's back. So, yeah, give me Fant. Gesicki's too up and down for me.
I don't know. I kind of like Gesicki this week. Give me Gesicki. Fuck you.
Fine. Screw you.
Flex. Tyson Williams.
All right. Hardly plays at all. Hardly plays at all anymore.
That's an ooster on that one.
Here's what he's going to do. I'm going to guarantee you Darrell Williams for Kansas City, who's going to be the starter because CMC is out. I guarantee you he's going in.
Okay. Also got Giovanni Bernard in the bench here versus Leonard Fournette. I like that play. And then Ty Johnson, who's on a bye. Let's see. Let's go.
No. I've already put J.J. Taylor in. He does not have another running back.
No.
He's going to have to pick somebody off the waiver wire, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it has to be J.J. Taylor. Get rid of Gerald Everett.
No, he had to put J.J. Taylor up here. Alvin Kamara's on a bye.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, you were gone during running backs. J.J. Taylor went up here, so he has nothing else. He has to go pick up somebody.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck,
this is bad. Yep. I guess you're moving James White into your IR, dropping Gerald Everett, and picking somebody up. That's what I'm doing.
Yes. And so
You don't have to drop Gerald Everett. You just move James White into your IR and then pick somebody up.
And then you get somebody. But based on the fact of, you know, that I believe that one of either Tyson or Giovanni is coming out for Darryl. Now he doesn't have any other running backs to put in. That matchup goes to kicker points matter easy.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the waiver wire right now.
There's not much out there.
No, there's not. The running backs suck. Quez Watkins, but you already have
Devonta Smith. That's a receiver.
I know, but I'm looking at for your flex.
That you flex. Have okay, to I play. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're not doing that.
Something you could think about, Christian Kirk.
Sure, you could throw a dart there.
He's 33 on the year. He's extremely up and down. He's slingshotty. If you're throwing darts, that'd be an okay dart to throw. Otherwise, I mean,
I think you have to throw a dart in this matchup because you're gonna lose.
You could look at Randall Cobb against Chicago.
Also terrible, but
no, yeah, none of it's great. Rodgers likes to run to Cobb. It's a division matchup. I can easily foresee Cobb getting a lot of targets to put it down on their division rival. I don't know. That's just a feels pick for me.
All right.
I think this has to be kicker points matter.
Well, we didn't do defenses.
I don't care about them. I mean, they're not going to sweep. They're not going to sway this matchup. It's Baltimore or Chargers at Baltimore and Rams at Giants.
All right. So I love Rams at Giants better. Sure. So I want to give a win to touch on my pants because this is the first matchup he might win is the defense.
I think he'll win one of the flexes.
It's possible. He might
get tight end.
Yeah.
And quarterback. I don't know.
Oh, screw you. Quarterback he'll win. You're right. We did have that one. I forgot. Never mind. All right. So we already talked. We went exhaustively through their benches. We even said who they should pick up. So you get to go first. I think you went last time.
I was going to go Tyler first. He says.
Oh, okay, Tyler first. Sorry.
In a battle of a stoppable force versus a movable object, kicker points matter wins.
Okay.
There's a parenthesis here.
What's it say?
Hang on a second. It says, I'm going to assume he isn't dumb and plays Darryl Williams.
Which we talked about. All right, Blake.
I'm going to go kicker points matter as well. I hate the situation that touchdown my pants is forced into because of buys.
Me too. I rolled a 7, which is odd. So the dice likes touchdown my pants.
Oh boy, I forgot to fill in the thing. Yeah, Rob says KPM. Blake says kicker points matter.
Yep.
And the dice say pants, apparently.
They sure do.
Yeah, that's a bold move there, dice.
Yeah, they're going crazy. They're trying to catch you. All right. Who's on the docket?
Next up, we got Whitefish and the Kegerator.
Oh, the battle of the terribleness.
Yep. Battle of your old team
from
a couple weeks ago. Whitefish at 1-4, Kegerator also 1-4. And wouldn't you know it, this matchup is close. Whitefish are favored by 4.
Yippee, skippy.
Currently, quarterback, we got Matt Stafford at the Giants after, didn't you lose a quarterback?
No. He did.
Kirk Cousins, your other quarterback. That's right.
Yeah, he had Russell Wilson.
Yep, versus Kegerator, lost Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers at Chicago. Oh boy.
What do you think?
I think this is a good matchup, just quarterback v quarterback. They both have good matchups for a quarterback, too. I think Matt Stafford is going to take this one. The Giants are a worse defense than Chicago is. Granted, Chicago's secondary is not that good, but they can get at the passer, unlike Giants defense can.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be close. I'm going to lean it towards Stafford.
I will too. Agreed.
All right. Running backs. Whitefish has Nick Chubb, questionable, and Devonta Booker versus Aaron Jones and Antonio Gibson, both questionable for Kegerator. I hate this one. I don't like looking at this. What was Aaron Jones did have a good stat line last week, didn't he?
I mean, he was all right. He had, 14 for 103.
Yeah, I thought so. So
he had 19 points.
The questionable tag is it's an ankle.
I mean, Nick Chubb had 34. Today.
I'm going to go with veteran rest at a limited practice. Probably. And Gibson worries me a little bit more, but overall, I like Aaron Jones and Gibson better.
I do too, because Gibson's playing against Kansas City, who hasn't stopped anything. Booker here is the unknown. If let's pretend that you had Barkley in here and Chubb, you'd be like, oh, God, this is way even. The fact that I have to put Booker in there skews it. So, yes, agree.
A little bit. Yeah. Boy, how bad is Kansas City this year on defense?
Bad.
Real bad.
Real bad.
Receivers, Antonio Brown and Tyler Lockett, both on the road for Whitefish versus Adam Thielen and Robert Woods, also both on the road for Kegerator. Thielen had, three catches last week? Robert Woods.
Two, I think.
Got work for the first time ever. I think that's a – because it came. McVay said last week, Robert Woods is going to get more involved in the offense this week, and then he did. And that's going to go away. As a fantasy manager, you have to start him because of what he showed last week. But I think that is not going to happen this week. He's going to go back to four targets for two catches or whatever the fuck it was before. Antonio Brown could feast against Philly. I think he's going to. I think it's almost a given. And I don't really like Lockett. So there you go. Antonio Brown wins this matchup. It's going to be Fish.
I mean, it's going to be close. It really depends on, like you said, both Thielen and Robert Woods split it off. So does Antonio Brown, but his usage has gone up with the aforementioned a few matchups ago. Gronk, you mentioned about, or not matchups, you just mentioned Gronk being out when we were talking about injuries.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown has absorbed a lot of those targets. And it seems like his speed is back. I do really like him against Philly, so you're right. I have no idea what Lockett is going to be with a backup. I honestly don't.
Before the backup, Lockett seemed, after the first couple of weeks, to go back to his boom or bust. Well,
see, they do that. They switch off. That's the thing. I'm pushing this. I'm pushing it.
Well, I don't want to just rag on you, Rob, but...
Yeah, that's all you do is rag on me, so eat
dicks. I mean, if we're looking at points, week 1 and 2, Lockett had 37 and 42, and then he went 7 and then 6. And then 10 last week. I think he's back to a boomer bust kind of receiver.
That's what I said.
The first 2 weeks were the... He was the first... Well, you said they trade off.
Oh, well, okay. They do based on the kind of defense they're facing.
Yeah, I feel like it was, you were fooled by the first 2 weeks with Lockett that he's now, part of the offense, a focal point. And now it feels more like, especially with the backup quarterback, he's going to fall back some.
I don't know. I think Lockett runs a lot of underneath routes. And they're still going to throw deep. I think he has a chance of being leading receiver this week. Dollar bet.
Fine. Dollar bet. What? Leading receiver in this matchup or leading receiver in the NFL?
No. Leading receiver in the game. Meaning he has more than Metcalf. That's all I'm saying. Oh. I don't say that they're going to do good. I mean that he's going to do better than the guy he's competing with for targets in this offense is Metcalf. I think he will outdo Metcalf. I'm not saying touchdowns. I just mean his targets. That's all I'm saying. He'll get more targets than Metcalf in this game.
I don't know. That's tempting.
Just targets or opportunities. That's all I'm thinking.
Let's do, instead of a dollar, you want to do what the fantasy footballers do? Do a water bet?
No, we can't copy that. Let's just do a I'm a bitch bet.
Come on, we got to do something. We're together this weekend.
I'm a bitch bet. On the next podcast, if I'm right, at the beginning, you have to say I'm a bitch if I'm right. And if I'm wrong, then I have to say I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch bet.
So that's
our thing.
Here's the PR portion of the podcast. I think we should involve our Twitter. We should do something for the Twitter.
Nobody has tweeted to us in 2 years. So there's no way to even fight. Just tell them to text us. How's that?
We still have it.
Yeah. Text us
what you want. No, what I was
Oh, no, because they'll say gross stuff. They'll be like, yeah, they'll be like,
no, what I was alluding to is that we should do something that we can make a video of and then post on the Twitter.
Well, nobody watches that. So that's ridiculous.
There's no content there.
There's no content there. That's right. There hasn't been a view in a year and a half.
All right. I agree to a bet with you that Lockett Fine. Is, you say Lockett's going to have the most targets on the Seahawks.
More than Metcalf is all I said.
Okay, motherfucker. Your first thing was Lockett's going to be the leading receiver. And now you've boiled it all the way down
no,
to just more targets.
No, by leading receiver.
You're done. You're done.
Okay.
That's off.
So
you
what
suck.
Other? No, no. What other receiver is there? Fine. Most targeted receiver. How's that? I'll stick with that.
Fine. Because that includes the tight ends and the running backs.
Fine. None of them get anything. So
you dickhole.
You're a dickhole.
Fine. I'll bet $1 because I think you're just flat out stupid. I mean, we'll figure out something now. Fuck you.
Yeah. We're gonna do. Yeah. You're flat out ugly.
You're the worst.
All right. Next.
I miss Tyler. Terrible.
Yeah, well, Tyler's gay. All right.
Can't say that.
Oh, Tyler. Oh, sorry. You're right. Tyler likes.
You're going to get canceled. They're going to find this podcast and then cancel you.
Who cares? Tyler's still terrible.
Tyler still hates life. Right. Tight ends. TJ Hockenson. Questionable. Did practice today.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's playing against Cincinnati versus Hunter Henry against Dallas. The other. Well, tight end for the Patriots.
Yeah, which we talked about. I don't know which way they're going to go. I mean, it could be a Henry thing. It could be whatever. Hockenson didn't do well last week, obviously. I don't like this. I'm going to push it. I've never thought I'd push Hockenson against Hunter Henry, where he's got another tight end to compete with. But until Hockenson gets back on track, I can't.
Evan Engram had 4 catches for 4 targets or 55 yards last week for only 9 points against Dallas.
Yeah.
And that's
but he's also terrible.
End. He's also the starting tight end for a team, not one of the starting 2 tight ends for a team. Give me Hockenson for sure.
All right. I'm being pessimistic.
Flex. Chase Claypool, questionable against Seattle, and Miles Gaskin at Jacksonville for Fish. Versus Devontae Parker at Jacksonville and CeeDee Lamb at New England. Look at Nate not starting 2 Dallas receivers.
Right. Claypool's questionable is just the same hamstring he had last week. They're just, you know, checking his reps. So he'll be fine. And Gaskin, I'm hoping for something there.
I don't
get to talk about it on my bench.
I don't know how much I like Devontae Parker at all.
I hate Devontae Parker, but I do like CeeDee Lamb. So I don't know who we want to take here.
Yeah, I'll talk about it on the bench.
I mean,
as it stands, give me Whitefish.
I would take Claypool and Gaskin just because Seattle's defense is terrible too. So,
all right, Daddy. Oh, I said that for the first time ever on the podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
I didn't say Rob. Spoiler alert, Rob's spoiler my alert. Dad. For those who didn't know, you stupid idiots.
Right.
Why don't you take me through your bench?
My bench? All right. So, I mean, obviously, if Madison ends up being the starter this week, he's in. I didn't know that last week until the end of the week, so who can tell? You know, the only other thing, you know, do I play Kadarius Toney, who had such a great game? He practiced today. Do I put him instead of Gaskin? I hate to play 2 Giants against the Rams of all teams. But I could if I had to. I mean, that's about it.
I mean, Toney went nuts.
He did.
And Galladay's out. I think it's a good play, and it's a receiver and running back. I'm okay with that, starting 2 people from the same team. It's just different if it's a running back and a tight end or something like that.
It's just hard.
I mean, a receiver and a tight end. It's your fault that you have two Giants on your team. Let's be honest.
Okay, fine.
For Nate, for the Calgarator, I know he hates it, and nothing. It feels bad, and it goes against everything I've said tonight so far and pretty much general fantasy philosophy. You got to start CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper.
Yeah, you can't put Parker in there, you idiot.
You can't put Devontae Parker into the flex. Even if it's against Jacksonville, he's not – he's hurt, and he's not doing well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, obviously, if any running backs go down, Zach Moss is an okay plug-in, but you really got nothing else.
Yep.
So,
all right,
let's do
who's first?
Dice first. What were we doing? D10. That's what I said.
We are D10. What do you got? One
odd. So we're going keg.
Keg. Okay.
Rob, what do you say?
I'm going keg. I'm going to assume Jones and Gibson are both fine. I'm going to assume he doesn't play Parker. I'm at too much of a deficit having to play Booker instead of Barkley. It just hurts me. Otherwise, I feel a little better. Plus I lost the starting quarterback for Seattle to Tyler Lockett, which, you know, I still think he'll get targets, but he's not going to be that boom. He's not going to get me a $140.
You just made a bet on a long
touchdown. I said he's going to get more targets. I didn't say he was going to get a $140 and a touch.
I hope he gets 150 yards on like four targets, but Metcalf gets like eight targets
for 80 yards.
Yeah.
You know what? I will totally accept that. But at any rate, that could happen. But just based on that, I've got, I'm going to go keg raider.
Yeah. And I'm going to go fish.
Oh God. Why did you pick me?
Because everything I touch turns to gold this year, except for my own team.
All right. So let's see. If you really are gold, then I guess I'll win. All right. Who's next?
We got to cover Tyler.
Oh yeah. I forgot. He's the thing.
So Tyler took fish.
Oh, Tyler's dumb.
This matchup is going to come down to who will suck less.
Wow.
You know who I think of when I think of people that suck? Blake. Wow. But Nate is number two. Fish win.
This is split 2-2.
2-2.
I'm with the dice, baby.
All right. Didn't hear that.
You didn't? I said, no. Dice, baby. Too cold.
Terrible. Nobody likes you.
Fine. You talk about these quarterbacks while I go get a beverage.
Fine. You do that. Our next matchup is Christian Sunday School at 3-2 with the also 3-2 Testicle T. Currently, Christian Sunday School is favored by 13. They have Justin Herbert at Baltimore versus Dak Prescott at New England. This is an interesting matchup. We talk about potential and ceilings all the time, especially when it comes to quarterbacks. Dak Prescott's ceiling is just as high as any single other quarterback in the entire league. He's really kind of settled around that number eight spot overall this year, which is a solid position. Herbert coming off a week of 398 yards and four touchdowns, sweet 66 burger for our fantasy league. Which is wonderful. So I don't see him repeating that kind of numbers, whereas Dak averages around 30 to 34 points. Herbert, a little bit more bouncy. The matchups don't really sway anything. Give me Dak.
You know what? I'm going to too, because Herbert's had several that were in that mid-20 range. Now, Dak has had the one stinker against the Chargers. Well, that's because they ran for like a bazillion yards. Otherwise, he's never been less than 28. New England may have a thing. They're both on the road. I'm gonna give very slight edge to Herbert because he's the new hotness. And because Dallas has that running game they can lean on, and they don't have to do Dak. But maybe New England decides we're taking the running game away, go Dak, and then it's a four-bill game for Dak. I don't know. Dallas is hard to peg this year. Dallas is hard to peg this year because they're so balanced.
It easily could be. It depends on how much stock you put into coaching for a team and game planning over just how talented your defense is. Because the Tampa Bay defense is more talented than New England's defense as far as the run defense goes.
100% true.
And that's why the passing game was so good for Dallas in week one. I don't think that's the same case against New England. I think coaching is going to play a part of it, but.
Yeah, and that's why I think they'll still be balanced regardless, and that's why I give the edge to Herbert, because.
Alrighty, so speaking of running games, Najee Harris against Seattle. Fucker had carried the ball on the ground 23 times last week.
Yeah.
With 5 targets through the air. I mean, his volume is insane.
It is.
Number 3 back on the year. I wanted him so bad in Dynasty, but some
little piece of
douchebag who won't be named, Nate. Chase Edmonds is the other running back on this team for
fucking
Christian Sunday School. Derrick Henry against Buffalo. Derrick Henry's probably his hardest defense of the year.
Easily, yes.
And Damian Williams for testicle tea.
Yeah. I mean, Damian Harris and Derrick Henry, based on their usage, almost cancel each other out, though Henry gets an edge, obviously, because of just the volume that he has.
Wait, who are you talking about right now?
Najee Harris. Why did I say Damian? I'm sorry.
Because you were looking at Damian Williams, and I wasn't sure if you're talking about Williams. I was so
confused. No, I said Damian Harris, which is another guy. Did.
It is another
Najee. Yeah, Najee Harris, not Damian. Najee Harris, Derrick Henry almost cancel each other out, though Henry gets a slight edge to me. Edmonds and Damian Williams. Thank you. I get Williams' upside is capped by the other guy.
Khalil Herbert.
Herbert, yes. Edmonds is sort of capped by Connor. So these guys are kind of in the same boat. You know, who's the better defense to run against? Well, Green Bay's right now. I'm going to give this is all depending on health, but the slightest of edge to Henry and Williams just because of what Henry has done in 4 out of 5 games this year. He's just been a monster.
I think Edmonds and Williams cancel each other out, and then I think it goes to the other side. Who's the easier defense to run against, Seattle or Buffalo?
Well, Seattle.
I think it's Seattle. So I'm going to lean Harris and Edmonds.
So here's the thing. Here's where Najee has a little edge, is the fact that even if they stop the run, they're going to throw him the ball a bazillion times. Because, you know, Roethlisberger can't do a thing. So
Derrick Henry has a combined 15 catcher targets this year.
Right.
Granted, he's only missed one of those.
Yeah. Najee had that much in one game.
Yeah. But he's getting the ball 35, 28, 33, 29 times on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm still going to go Harris and Edmonds. I just think it's
going to be I think it's real close.
It is close. Don't get me wrong.
And Buffalo, they could really shut it down. I'm just going to give Henry the nod because every time I go against him, he proves me wrong. So,
all right, receivers, Justin Jefferson listed as questionable and DJ Moore for Christian Sunday School versus Terry McLaurin and Cooper Kupp for testicle tea.
Oh, my God. I don't think you could have a matchup of more alpha number one receivers on their team than this. McLaurin gets everything. He's going against Kansas City. Can't stop anything. Cooper Kupp, even in a game where Robert Woods had 150, he had 90-something and like 8 grabs against Jefferson, who's had a great game and is obviously really good, and DJ Moore, who's been the number one guy for Carolina, obviously. Jeez. Yeah. I'm going to give it to McScorn and Kupp just because of I think they're ceiling it is a little higher. But this is really close.
Moore coming off of his worst week at 9 points against Philly last week. He's the number eight receiver on the year. Justin Jefferson's the number nine receiver on the year, and they're playing against each other this week.
Right.
And neither defense is really that great against the pass. Cooper Kupp.
Carolina's okay. There, yeah, all right. I got you.
Kupp number one and McLaurin number 13. I mean, they both average out to the same. Like your average is like what, 9, 8? I don't know. I'm just doing quick math, but fuck. No, no, it's seven. Seven on one side, the other is eight. So
there you go. Yeah, exactly. This is
fucking close.
That's what I said.
I'm gonna go Jefferson and Moore.
Fuck it. City contrarian. Got it.
Tight end Kelsey at Washington. Yep. Dawson Knox at Tennessee.
Yep. I mean, Knox could do something. It's very hard. Tennessee's bad enough. They don't really need to go to the tight end here. But I like Kelsey against Washington. He should be able to abuse them. And I would think Kansas City's going to be a little upset on how bad they looked Sunday night.
Yeah. Could be a big Tyreek Hill game, just like we saw the week prior after they had a down week.
Yeah, could be.
I'm going to go psycho here. Go give me Dawson Knox. Going to win this matchup.
That is psycho.
I mean, Knox is the number three tight end in our fantasy league. Kelsey's obviously number one, but still.
Well, it helps you when you get like a bazillion yard touchdown. Anyway, yes.
Flex, T. Higgins, and Emmanuel Sanders for Christian Sunday School versus DeAndre Hopkins and Dalton Schultz for Testicle T. This is intriguing.
It is intriguing, but I'm going to go Higgins and Sanders.
Really?
I am.
Explain yourself.
Because Detroit is terrible and Tennessee is terrible. They're both bottom feeder defenses. Cleveland is at least decent. And DeAndre Hopkins has not shown he's consistent this year because of the injury that he has. And I don't know what to make of Dalton Schultz against New England. Is it more running, more receivers? I mean, he's done well the last couple of weeks, but the combination of T. Higgins and Emmanuel Sanders against two terrible defenses just gives me a higher ceiling in my estimation.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a ton of opinion on either way. Oopsie. On this one.
I mean, if it was Hopkins of last year, this would be easy. I'd say Hopkins would outscore all three of them combined, but he just hasn't been himself.
Right. And that's what really is kind of holding me back is it's just look at it. Hopkins in the flex.
That's what he's come down to. I mean, yeah, maybe Houston wasn't completely insane. You know, he had a great year, but he really has not had a Hopkins year this year. Now, granted, it's been the injury, but it's not, all right. It's not like he's been terrible, but he's just not a guy you can depend on. What rank is he?
That's a problem.
Yeah, he's the number 22 receiver.
Okay. The Excel. I mean,
Emmanuel Sanders didn't even play the first couple games, and he's the number 28 receiver. So, anyway. What do we got next?
Alrighty. I'm going to have to do some listening after the fact. All of closed out the Excel on my phone because that's where I'm doing it at.
Oh, that's fine.
And it did not save. So none of our picks are saved.
Oh, well, we'll have to redo that later. We'll figure it out.
I'll just have to listen back. Alrighty.
All right.
Defense, Steelers against Seattle for Christian Sunday School versus the Bucks at Philly for Testicle Team.
I mean, on first glance, you'd think, oh, Steelers are playing against a team that's at home, that's starting a new quarterback that hasn't played in a number of years.
Running backs fucked up. Give me the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing for the Bucks, yeah, he'll turn the ball over. So, yeah, give me the Steelers, I guess. All right.
Let's go. Rob, why don't you tell me about Testicle T's bench?
Let's see what he's got here. There's no way I play Miles Sanders against Tampa Bay, so that's a Dunsky. No. I don't know why. When you have the Bucks, why did you pick up two defenses? I don't even know. No, I wouldn't make any changes.
The only thing I would look at for Christian Sunday School is look at reports about what people are saying about Emmanuel Sanders and Cole Beasley, or about the Bucks passing offense. They both serve roughly the same purpose. Just Emmanuel Sanders seems to be more of a favorite target. If a defense is going to maybe try to spotlight, they're getting wise to it. That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Otherwise, you're starting well. Would not start the Patriots defense against Dallas.
No.
All right. So, Ralph, who are you taking? So I can type this in.
Let me get the Sunday school going. Okay. I just think they got it.
Let's go. Tyler says, this should be the closest matchup of the week. Christian Sunday School by a hair due to the flexes and defense advantage, he says.
Ooh. See? He went with us on the Higgins Sanders thing.
Oh, right. Dice say. Dice say testicle T.
Okay. And what does Blake say, perchance?
Oh, let's look back here. What did I say? I said, that's a win. That's a win. That's a win. That's a win. Oh, boy. Give me Christian Sunday School.
All right.
It's close on my end.
All right. Well, big matchup here. Yeah, big matchup, Blake.
Real big.
Biggest of the year.
The only two 4-1 teams, the Fantasy Reapers versus the Fighting Hedgehogs. Hedgehogs are holding on to that Commissioner's Cup, going for the record. Those fuckers.
Yeah.
Currently, Fantasy Reapers are favored by 6. They're going to have Tom Brady at Philly versus Pat Mahomes at Washington.
What do you do here?
I don't know.
Tom Brady just came off a 5-touchdown, 400-yard game. Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes, but God, they haven't looked like it. But they're playing Washington, who doesn't – wouldn't it be – oh, God, this would be Kansas City's luck. This is the week that Washington decides to show up on defense. I'm pushing it. I have no clue who could win this matchup. Either one could. I can make the case for either one.
I'm going to go with Pat Mahomes coming off a bad week.
All right.
All righty. What could really hurt
or
save Tyler is Christian McCaffrey.
Does he actually play?
Questionable. And DeAndre Swift, also questionable, but he always is. Versus Jonathan Taylor, fuck that guy, and Kareem Hunt, who's questionable.
I mean, this matchup is impossible because you don't know about McCaffrey. Out of all these, I love Taylor against Houston a lot. Like, a lot. I'd like to see injury reports later in the week. Based on it right now, with the risk involved and the fact that the coach said 50-50 chance, I'm going Taylor and Kareem Hunt, because that's 50% chance that he's got to put somebody else in there that's not Christian McCaffrey. That swings if he plays, it swings.
It does. But I am not nearly as bullish as Tyler is on McCaffrey coming back.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Taylor and Hunt as well.
All right.
Receivers, Mike Evans and Brandon Cooks on the road for the Reapers versus Devontae Adams, 200-plus yards last week. Woo! Fuck that guy. And Cortland Sutton for the Hogs.
This is easy. I don't even have to look anymore. This is obviously Davante Adams and Courtland Sutton. Both alpha number ones on their team. Both getting a huge percentage of tosses. Sorry. Adams, Sutton, easy day.
I 100% agree.
All right.
Oh, Darren Waller at Denver for Tyler versus Mark Andrews. Fuck that guy. Against the Chargers. What are the odds that the Hogs have a week where every single person on their team except for one person goes over 100 yards in right. some fashion?
In some fashion. I mean, this one's tough. Obviously, Andrews is as you found out, is huge. Waller's been huge. Denver's a pretty good defense, though. They're on the road, and I said that this team could get a boost, but I don't know that that means that it's Waller.
I see, Rob, I'm going to stop you right here. I'm going to interrupt you.
All right, give it to me.
I think Waller is his fantasy value is bloated right now, and it has been since week two.
Yeah.
Waller had 19 targets in week one for 31 points because he had a touchdown as well, 10 catches, yeah. Went over 100. Since then, seven targets, much, right? seven targets, 8 targets, 5-5, 4-4, 1 touchdown in the last 3 games. I mean, he's averaging 12 points a game since week one.
Yeah, where Andrews has – he's been up and down. He went 5-10, 20-11, and then this big 46. He hadn't gotten over 20 since at Detroit, who's terrible. And he got the big one against the Colts, who play cover two. So it's quite obvious why he was open so much. I don't remember what the Chargers play, whether they play cover two or not. But that's why I'm so close on this.
Yeah, I just
because there's several unknowns with Waller and what they're going to do with the new coach.
Yeah, I feel safer with Andrews.
I do too. I feel safer with Andrews. All right, let's move on.
Just before we hit the flexes, you realize we've given
all right
every matchup to Hogs.
Yes, we have so far. Yes.
In the flex, Darrell Henderson Jr. on the road Darnell Mooney for Reapers versus Odell Beckham, the only person not to get over 100 yards for the Hogs last week, and Hollywood right. Brown,
who did very well. All right. So for me, Odell Beckham is the worst of the group because you cannot depend on him. Mooney has been the guy for Chicago. We'll see if that continues. I don't know what his injury is. Henderson against the Giants, I think that's a great matchup there. And Brown's the wild card. I drafted him in Dynasty, and because he was available late, because people didn't think – he thought he was a one-trick pony. He's turned into something this year.
He's had one down week when he had four drops in week three against Detroit.
Right.
Otherwise, he's scored at least 18 points.
Yeah. I mean, he's been really solid. So you can pencil him in for between 15 and 20.
He's the number seven receiver.
Yeah, with the potential of a lot more. So he's great. He's better than Mooney. Henderson does a lot there, and I hate Beckham.
Yeah. Odell kills this matchup. Odell Beckham Jr., the 91 receiver.
Yeah. You have to give this to Henderson and Mooney just because I don't think Brown can do it all himself, and Beckham hasn't showed it.
Yeah, I mean, just because I want to rag on Odell Beckham. Yeah, he came back, had 9 targets and 5 catches for 77. Next week, 7 targets for 2 catches. And then last week, 3 targets for 2 catches and 20 yards. That's it.
Yeah, that's bad.
Baker does not like connecting with Odell.
No.
All right. For defense, Colts against Houston versus Buffalo at Tennessee.
I mean, even though Houston, their quarterback Mills had like a you know, record-setting performance last week for a rookie. I like the Colts against Houston at home. The Bills, though, against Tennessee. Tennessee has enough that they can, but they did okay against Kansas City.
I don't like either of them. Colts is going to get the edge. Julio Jones returned to practice this week. He could play. So
I'll give the Colts the edge because they're at home. That's the only reason.
All right. All right. Rob, whose bench do you want to talk about?
You pick. You're the leader here.
Well, fine. Talk about Tyler's because Tyler hates me.
All right. I'll talk about Tyler's then. You know what? I wouldn't play two Raiders, so I wouldn't put Josh Jacobs in until you find out what that team's going to do. So I like that play. I mean, you really don't have anything else. I guess you could play Marvin Jones if something happened to Mooney, if his injury turned out to be more. But I like Mooney against Green Bay, so I wouldn't change anything, no.
Yeah, looking at the Hogs. I mean, you really don't have an option to change much because I would like to, I would start Cordarrelle Patterson over Odell Beckham, but he's on a bye. So
right.
You can't do that. I'm looking at Jalen Reagor to see what he's done this year.
Not much.
Nothing. So no, I think you're starting the best team you can.
All right. Who's up first?
Oh, I'm going to pick first. I'm going to go Hogs.
Me too.
All right, why don't you roll me a D10, Rob? See what they what that says.
See what that says? It gave me an odd, which is the Hogs.
Oh, boy. It's a clean sweep for the Hogs.
Clean sweep. What did Tyler add in his comments?
Says, Hogs can tie the longest-held Commissioner Cup with a win this week. I think Hogs win by less than 10. Difference in this one is Mahomes gets right versus Washington and outscores on the road Brady handily.
All right, so we were wrong when he was tied now. He will tie with a win this week.
Yeah,
definitely. So, all right.
I mean, I'm picking him to win, but I've also been picking like shit. So good luck, Ryan, asshole.
Also true. Okay. Anything else or – any other comments by Tyler or time to bring it home? Small world.